Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 20th January 2021. Top stories for today. Bank Negara Malaysia, BNM, maintained the overnight policy rate, OPR, at 1.75% at its first Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting today. In a statement today, the central bank's MPC considered the stance of monetary policy to be appropriate and accommodative while remaining committed to utilizing its policy levers as appropriate to create enabling conditions for a sustainable economic recovery. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah today clarified that the death of Health Ministry frontline Dr. Ali Nur Hassan was neither due to COVID-19 nor work fatigue. Dr. Nur Hisham said Dr. Ali died of other diseases but declined to elaborate. On Tuesday, the Squad Pengurusan Jenazah Malaysia, SPJM, claimed that Dr. Ali had fallen sick due to the work stress and fatigue, as he allegedly did not have enough rest while serving on the front line battling the pandemic. The prosecution in the trial of blogger Papa Gomo, who is charged with outraging immodesty and voluntarily causing hurt to then Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman, is expected to call 3 more witnesses before closing its case. Deputy Public Prosecutor Muhammad Hairul Ikram Hairuddin said the prosecution had so far called 8 witnesses to testify in the trial before Magistrate Muhammad Nur Firdaus Rosli. Home Minister Dato' Sri Hamzah Zainuddin's office has today confirmed that he is under quarantine and receiving treatment for COVID-19 at the University Malaya Medical Centre, UMMC. According to a statement issued by the Home Minister's office today, his condition is stable and thanked those who expressed concern following a viral poster claiming Hamzah had been admitted to the intensive care unit following a deterioration in his health condition. Alibaba Group founder Jack Ma met with 100 rural teachers in China via a video meeting on Wednesday, making the businessman's first appearance in public since October. Tianmu News, a news portal under Zhejiang Online, a government-backed news website, reported the meeting on Wednesday. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.